But you're six movies into this, considering the rest of your career as well. This was kind of a jumping off point for you being like the biggest female action star. Did you think that that would happen? And how kind of cool is that as a looking back on it?
You know, when we made the first Resident Evil, definitely no one thought that it would kind of juggernaut into what it is today. I mean, we were just having fun and trying to pay homage to one of our favorite video games. So everyone involved really, like, loved the Resident Evil, you know, games and played them and were big fans. So I think that passion really showed through. And, you know, we kind of like to call it the little movie that could, because it started out so small and then just got a fan base and people loved it and wanted more, which was great, you know. But I think also part of the reason people love it so much is because we don't, like, shove it down their throats. I mean, it's one of those things that we make them every couple of years when Paul is inspired to write a new one, he does. But it's not like every year on this date we have a Resident Evil and it just becomes like this machine. It's always been done with a lot of love and a lot of passion.
So Alice has survived a lot through this six movies. How would she do in a Walking Dead setting?
Oh, she would kill it. Are you kidding? She rules that world. So I think they would be very, very lucky to have Alice as part of the crew. Are you kidding? You know, but they would all die, of course, because everyone around Alice is always dying. So maybe they wouldn't be so lucky.
Excellent. Thank you very much.